Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for coming back with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Bruce Piasecki is with us, folks. I'm very excited about Bruce being back on the show. Bruce is a member of our Brain Trust, the author of at least 8 books that I know of, including his new book, his latest book, The Surprising Solution. And Bruce is a guy who's been forecasting where we are right now for 30 years. And it's about time that he got the recognition that he deserves on having done this over these years. And recently, a guy named Ted Hoffman wrote a retrospective on Bruce's work. And Bruce Piasecki, welcome back to the show. Congratulations.
Oh, Jim, I'm honored to be here again.
Congratulations on that retrospective. Tell the audience what 30 years ago, what you saw, what was in your head when you saw the fact that we were going to need to be more frugal as things started going faster.
Sure, Jim. I think that growing up in Long Island, outside of Manhattan, where you could actually see the giant megacity and the trend of the future, and having only one aquifer beneath the beautiful beaches, and, you know, watching the end of my block go from a swamp where there were beautiful turtles and fish to parking lots and cars,
yeah.
I think I developed even 30 years ago as a kid an early sense of how we have to learn how to compete on sustainability. So my new book, just quickly, is, because you asked the question about where forecasting comes from, is that I just am trying to write about fair competition. I'm trying to write about what's the balance between being competitive, because I think everybody inside their primal self is competitive. But how do you do that in relationship to a world of restraint and rules and laws? And Ted Hoffman honored me by doing a 30-year retrospect. He kind of helped me realize that I've been working in this space for 30 years.
Well, you know, you're the only person I know who has tried to create an alloy between frugality and competitiveness, between capitalism, which is a consuming ism, and sustainability. You've tried to identify this interesting relationship, which is at once a tension, and on the other hand, it's something productive, and if it's done the right way, and that's the way I think of your work.
Well, I love the way you think of that, Jim, because it is what I'm working in, is this tense, productive nexus, and that's the surprising solution. So, for example, on one extreme, you can look at a Zuni rock where these Zuni stone carvers have been doing it for 5,000 years, Jim, and they're really beautiful little totems, you know, a deer or a bear, and 90% of the effort is finding the rock just as it is, and these masters take very little off of it. So I see that as the art of competitive frugality, that the less you waste in getting where you need to go, the more likely you'll be successful.
Mm-hmm.
And so I see a comparison between creativity and scarcity. So the people who do more with less can be very competitive.
The thing is, Bruce, this need to do what you're talking about, this requirement now to do what you're talking about, is a pretty recent phenomenon. I mean, I studied environmental biology in college a long time ago, a few decades ago, and I remember that we were starting to realize at that point that you could no longer say the solution to pollution is dilution. And that was only, you know, 35 or 40 years ago that this happened. And so my point is, prior to that, that was the solution.
I think, you know, especially in America, we had endless superabundance in the Western frontier, and then we just continued expanding
right.
worldview as we discovered Asia and the rest of the world.
Well, so we circled the globe.
This is a post-World War II phenomenon
mm-hmm.
that I'm talking about, this new form of competing. And, you know, in my work, Jim, I talk about how even Walmart is discovering that. They're trying
yeah.
to teach their supply chain to do more with less.
That's right.
You know, their founding motto in World War II space was always the lowest price.
Hold on to that thought, Bruce.
We've
got to take a quick break. But the key is, folks, it's not being frugal, as he's talking about. It's not just the right thing to do. It's the best practice. It's an essential best practice to competing in what I'm calling the second decade of the 21st century. 22, right back with Bruce Pisecki. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.